story time with Jazara the Savvy Diva, powered by Jafet. This is an audio collection of my thoughts, birthed from my weekly, sometimes daily Jazaraisms, which, by the way, are my own words of wisdom. The story time will reveal my thoughts and emotions, compressing them into stories relative to my weekly themed conversations with myself while getting through the day. I'll share thoughts that transpired into a topic where I may recall an event or experience in my life, whether past or present, that is reflective to my current state of mind. So sit back, sip some tea, or grab you a shot of Patron. Either way, enjoy Story Time with Savvy. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Story Time with your girl, Jazara the Savvy Diva. This is episode 3, titled Self-Correction. Theme from this week's Jazaraism: rid yourself of envy for the accomplishments, beauty, intelligence, and success of others, and recognize through your insecurities and weaknesses, His grace and power perfects you. I wrote those words simply because every day I sit back and I often have to correct myself, because I often have a little envy and sometimes resentment for others who are doing well in their lives, their careers, overall experiencing success. And me, on the other hand, I'm sitting here stuck in a silo of delays, frustrations, failures, and mishaps. But I come back to reality and shake the thought, because there is always someone doing worse than me and also having the same gripe sessions. There are many obstacles and roller coasters we experience in this thing we call life. And often when you're the one going through a rough patch, you lose sight of your own accomplishments, your own strengths, and victories, while forgetting to see the one thing that makes you who you are, your own beauty and intelligence. So this week's story is a compilation of short stories I've written from the perspective of not knowing what's going on in the lives of women who may seem arrogant, awkward, bold, bitchy, driven, flawed, and of course, successful. I call this one Best in Show. A 10, 10, 10, and another 10. A perfect score to define the qualifications of what most contests or competitions qualify as the best. It's been my experience to have to look deep within the characteristics, traits, or personality of any being to judge his or her will to succeed, right? It's a dog-eat-dog world, and all dogs give their best, especially when they know the spotlight is on them. I'm sure you've watched the bitch as she stands with grace, perfection, and discipline. She holds her head high, arches her back, and flexes her tightly defined thoroughbred legs and thighs as the light sparkles reflections off of her healthy, shimmery hair. Her display of great posture and stamina leaves everyone in awe as she sashays her hips, frolicking in front of the world. Her presence makes other bitches bow out gracefully, and every stud remains standing tall, strong, and firm on stage. Oh, she's good. Very good. She's practiced the art of running in circles with her tail in the air, luring in everyone to eventually fold. I'm sure by now you remember seeing this bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, erect-standing, quarterly nymphomaniac who dispels her unmeasured potion on unsuspecting studs, wagging her backside upward and downward, backward and forward, and down again. Okay, she's the bitch who always steals the crown. The one whose bark or growl is sharply precise as her bite. I know you've seen her trotting through your place of work, leading a pack of sniffling studs stumbling behind her goods. She's so prissy at times, it truly defines how calculating her thoughts of winning are every time. She's the one that seems to shine exactly when a herd of other bitches deserve the prize. Okay, if I haven't triggered any memorable moments for you, I'll clue you in this one last time. The best in show queen is the undeserving bitch that blinds onlookers, forcing them to ignore everyone else who is really working hard behind the scenes, trying to accomplish their dreams. She's rotten to the core and will ride any untucked shirt tails to raise her from the basement of the career ladder, and knows exactly when to play the role of Miss I Didn't Mean To victim. She'll play the role when she's backed into the offices of the fed up, burnt out, overworked, underpaid top dog who really runs the show, but was pushed off the ladder. The politics of the office, rules, guidelines, and personal benefits will always benefit the one who shines bright, as she steals the title and wears the crown, while everyone who should have been counted shamefully bows down as the underdog to the bitch, lagging behind to forever sniff her ass. The end. Now, suddenly, you stop letting the undercutting phase you and go about your day and do the job the best that you can. But you see a window of vulnerability in this bitch. But for this one, let's call her the marketing chick. The soul of a woman. The subtle scrapes of stiletto heels or just 2-inch pumps echoing against the cemented sidewalks can be observed on any city block. Women love shoes, and many of us share the common gift of an abundance of shoes spilling out of our closets. But have you ever wondered about the lives of the women that wear these sought-out accessories? At first glance, whether it's a first encounter or a daily acquaintance, I look at the shoes on a person's feet. It's a serious obsession, but someone has to police the situation. It seems people are always looking to judge a person by their exterior, and I think shoes are the perfect platform to base the superficial rating. Now, don't mistake me for being shallow, because I'm definitely familiar with the old saying, you can't judge a book by its cover. However, when you're used to seeing the marketing chick in your department at work wear 3- and 4-inch pointy stilettos, platform pumps, and sandals to work, your mind would spiral in a tailspin when she rushes into the staff meeting wearing slightly oversized, fat, chunky, distressed, round-top brown calf boots that need a serious polish job. Of course, no one but me noticed the relapse, and the expression on her face led me to assume there was a hidden story behind the change of fashion. Fortunately, in this instant, her income wasn't slighted and the setback was temporary. After the staff meeting ended, she felt compelled to explain her sudden interest in the new flatware that enveloped her small size 6 feet. Though I made it clear an explanation wasn't necessary, I certainly wasn't going to pass up the voluntary spill of information. Apparently, in her morning commute, she decided to stop by her neighborhood shoe repair shop to have the heel on her favorite everyday work stiletto repaired because she tripped over a steel grate on the street and her heel was snatched off completely. Unfortunately for her, the time it would take to repair her heel would exceed the spare time she had before her presence would be missed in the mandatory morning staff meeting. So since the marketing chick's time was limited, they sent her on her way with a random pair of boots that hadn't been picked up by the owner for over 4 months. This bizarre story prompted me to question the real stories behind the shoe choices that violated my fashion do's and don'ts. The marketing chick's morning of inconvenience could have led many to wonder whether a life-altering experience altered her normal choice of footwear. Whether it was the economy, an orthopedic mandate for her to avoid high heels, or an unpreventable accident on the street during the normal hustle and bustle to work during rush hour. The soul of this woman's choice was questioned for a split second. I I vow to observe and no longer make assumptions about women wearing shoes that may be tethered, torn, ripped, scuffed, or secretly glued at the seams. There may be real tragedies, sacrifices, and economic choices behind the footwear. Or perhaps they've just experienced a sidewalk shoe fatality. The end. Now, realizing that everyone is human, I'm starting to see the mistakes of others and rethink my aerial view of those around me. This next one is called Crushed Beauty. The price to be beautiful is priceless. Is it really? I believe all women are beautiful in their own way. Yes, we all have flaws, like big feet, big butts, small breasts, big gigantic breasts, flat butts, wide hips, small feet, cute asymmetrical toes, big caveman toes, sausage toes, big noses, flat noses, huge foreheads, flat heads, dented heads, big teeth, missing teeth, rice-sized teeth, chiclet-sized teeth. I mean, the list can go on forever. But let's start with the price our feet pay to begin with my witty analysis. Imagine having the pressures of beauty weighing on your shoulders. You search the whole mall to find the perfect pair of shoes that will create a bold statement of beauty, only to find the perfect pair to be a half size too small. So what would you do? Well, I guess I should add that in this hypothetical story, you're a 17-year-old high school student seeking the perfect shoe to wear to the prom. Have I sparked or jolted any long-term memory? Well, think about this. Have you ever watched a woman walk with both feet pointed inward? Some would call it pigeon-toed. Of course, some women are naturally cursed with the awkwardness of their toes greeting each other with every stride. But there are some that have altered their stride just to accommodate their choice to wear the cutest pair of two small shoes. Our feet can conform to any high-intensity situation, like being stuffed in a hot oven of thick leather uppers for hours without room to stretch or reposition. I'm convinced that pigeon-toed women were the teenage girls stuffing their feet in the perfect two small dyeable shoes for the prom. Looking back, I remember being teased for having small breasts and big feet. Adolescents are so horrible, and each one takes the word of another as the written law of coolness. I wish I knew then what I know now as a confident, beautiful, small-breasted, Bigfoot adult woman. If there were a time machine in my garage, I would jump inside and revisit my past. I'd land on the shoulder of my 12-year-old self and whisper words of guidance and assurance in my adolescent ear as I stood in the bathroom stuffing my training bra with tissue. I would tell her to ignore the pressure and just be herself, myself, and spare her, me, the mortifying moment hours later as I sat in the doctor's office for a checkup. Just as her, doctor leaned in to check her, my, vital signs. He pulled the chain of tissue out of the bra for an accurate assessment. Years later, I will whisper to the adolescent savvy that buying the right size tennis shoes would spare us the 2-foot surgeries to remove the bunions that I swore were hereditary. Discomfort and misery are all I felt in my late 20s when I couldn't care less what shoe size rocked my ankles and toes. Go ahead. Laugh out loud or even judge. I'm sure we've all altered our flaws to fit in and go along with the mode of nonsense. There are probably females rushing off to work or school wearing jeans or slacks 2 sizes too small because they refuse to accept their beauty. The side seams are expanding, exceeding the shape and conforming to the forced alterations. I'm so happy I'm now comfortable in my own skin, breasts, butt, and feet. At my tender age of, never mind that, I seek the pleasure of comfort, and now will even buy a half size bigger for my stilettos, peak toe pumps, and pointed toe boots. You see, I'm now sexy and comfy. Remember, rid yourself of envy for the accomplishments, beauty, intelligence, and success of others. And recognize through your insecurities and weaknesses, His grace and power perfects you. The end. Many of my experiences have taught me not to make assumptions of anyone, because we all have imperfections, and those who seem perfect have most likely traveled many roads of tribulations to reach the level of impeccable beauty, intelligence, and success. Remember, there may be real tragedies, sacrifices, and economic choices behind everyone's journey. Well, there you have it. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of Storytime with Jazara the Savvy Diva. Maybe you had an aha moment and there was something you could relate to. If you need to come back later and listen to this episode again, you can find it on my blog at www.jafut.com/divablog. Be sure to comment by sharing your thoughts, and don't forget, share it with a friend. Also, follow me on Instagram for a weekly dose of my Jazarisms. And if you're not on the gram, then you can find my Jazarisms on Facebook and Twitter. Catch me on all three under Jazara the Savvy Diva. Tune in next time for the next episode of Storytime with Jazara the Savvy Diva.